Chushevin Yelat, Tired Alumni, Agmar Chsima Toivan Agid Geben Shiur to everyone. We are embarking on a spiritual journey. We are going into God's Tug, Dem Heiligen Yoim HaKudish, and Sadiqim said it's called God's Tug because we know Hasutin is Begematria 364. The Sutin has an ability and a koyach and a right to Fadraya Sakop 364 days out of the year, but one day is Yumam Yitzuri Veloy Echot Bahem, that's God's Tug, with Eibishten Klal Yisruel are together, and Eibishten sends away the Sutin. So we're going into the Heilux, the Tug Fin Yur, and we are basically submerging ourselves in Kedisha. Heilig Ashin Yiviruv once said in a drusha by Kol Nidre, he said, we start off Yom Kodesh Banacht mit Abruche Shecheyuni. So he asked, why do we make a Shecheyuni? We know that a Shecheyuni we only make when there is a Simcha, when we put on new Begudim. So he said, we are making a Shecheyuni because the Eibishter gave us a certain light and understanding from the Olam HaBina that we should be able to do Tshiva of Deim Tug. He says, and that's the Simcha. And as Heilige Tate Sanzeruv explains it a little bit better, Heilige Sanzeruv writes that we see every Yid, even the most simplest Yid, when he walks into Bes Medrash to Kol Nidre, he has a Hasaridus and he has a Charuta for the way he behaved and his actions over the course of the year. And Sanzeruv said, you want to know why? Because there's such an aura of Kedisha. We're being zapped with Kedisha. But more than that, at that point, Nizbatl Koyach HaTave VaHachoymer, the power of Tave and materialism is butl, and Nifkechi Einai Udom, the Eibishter opens the eyes of a Yid and he sees how he was Sarman HaDerech, how he strayed. Why? Only because the Eibishter sends away the Samach Mem and says God's Tug, and it's a Tug Mula Kedisha. Yingalat, I want to share with you a Moyerdik Chsam Soifer. This Chsam Soifer actually is not such a long Chsam Soifer, but it's Azami Tifa and enlightening Chsam Soifer, that it gives us a blick on why Yom Kodesh is a Tug. That Kiyat Solchon Li Yisruel, a Mochlon Shifta Yeshirin. Why should I wish to be a Smoichel da Avairis? We had and the Kohen Gudel, Achas Lamala, Sheva Lamata. But what? Why now in Gulas? So he brings the Gemurah Masechtas Bruches. The Gemurah says that when Yidden gather together in Besmedish and they say, Yuma Yahai Shmei Rabu, a Baskel goes out, how lucky is the king that they are praising him. And Maloy La'av Shehiglas Bunov, and what does the father have out of that he sent away his kinderlich? Look at him, he's homeless. Ahotnish kam basimigdash ahot gunisht. V'oylem lebunim shiguli mal shilchem aviyem. And woe is the children that were Nebuch exiled and sent away from their father's table. That's the basimigdash and the mizbayach, where all the good hashpuas came from the karbunis and from the lechem apunim and the menoyde, etc. Listen to the Chsam Soifer. He says as follows, that the emes is that the Bashefer, we know the Eibishter doesn't eat meat, the Eibishter doesn't drink wine. So what hanua does the Eibishter have when a Yid brings a korban and oyle l'rayich nechoyich l'Hashem? What, the aroma does it for him? If the Eibishter doesn't eat, the Eibishter's kol kilo kedisha rochni, it's eish oichlesa. What, an aroma does it? Chassam Sofer, no. The Nachas Riach is that the Eibishter told us to do a mitzvah. This mitzvah actually is bringing a korban. This mitzvah is spritzing the blit. This mitzvah is the lechem apunim. This mitzvah is ketoides. So from those mitzvahs, the Eibishter, when there's a Nachas Riach, there's a Reich Nechoyach going up, the Eibishter sees and the Eibishter acknowledges that we did his rutzen. Says the Chsam Soifer, that was when the Besamigdash gestanden. Now listen to the Lushan, I'm going to quote the Lushan. Says the Chsam Soifer in Drish, Lerev Yom Kippur, Tuf Kif Samach Bais, Yetuchin, ki yoisen nachas riach lefunov kishe oisen retzoinoi beinu imes vesoivlem guleois ibezoines aviroi. It's possible that the Eibishter has a bigger nachas riach from us when we are in gulis and we are being soivl bezoines for the Eibishter's sake. And he goes on to say as follows. He says, when Yidin go into Besmedesh Yom Kippur and Yidin am a shtoikik b'shefer, when are we going to be zoiche to go back home to Yerushalayim? And we are davening. What are we doing? This is cheshiver than karbunas and besamigdash. You want to know why? Because this is the same as a korban. The Eibishter told us to bring a korban, so we bring a korban. Do we have a besamigdash now? No. So now instead of a korban, we daven. But then we didn't chap bezoynis for the Eibishter's sake. Now we are chapping pech. The imes ha'oylem are making choizik of us. Anti-Semitism is rampant. Kimt os that when we go into besmedrish and we shray burich shayim kavoid malchisoy loylam vuad, other than shray mashem yelikim, or we say in sanatoykev or kese or maloich, what are we doing? We are doing the roots of what Eibishter wants. That is the same roots as bringing a korban b'samigdash. But you know what? But we're chapping petshvit from the goyim. Zugdich sam soife kimtos, when the b'samigdash was destroyed, the Eibishter really lost nothing on the deal. The Eibishter has the same nachas riach. We lost out on the deal. We don't have the menorah that gives us the or torah. We don't have the mizbayach that's being mashpia. Kapure Mechila, we don't have the Shilchan that's being Mashpia Panusa, we don't have Simchas Baisa Shaiva that we are Shoyev Nicha Koidish. Listen to how the Chassam Soif attaches this Chazal. When Yidin go into Besmedrish and shrine, Uma Yehai Shmai Rabu, ah, how lucky the king is. Am I Lelav Shehiglas Bunov? What does he lose on the deal? Nothing! V'oylehem Lebunim Shuguli Mal Shilchem Avien. Woe is to the children that they were exiled from the father's table. Kim Tos, when we are going into Besmedesh Yom Kodesh and we are going to Daven, we are going to do the Nachas Riach for the Eibishter in Gulis with Bezoinus and Pech. You know what that does? That's Ma'oyre Moyre Dike Rachmem. The mere fact that we go to Besmedesh, that's why Kiba Yoim Mezeh Yechaper Aleichem. The Tug Atzima Shal Yoim, because the Eibishter has such a Nachas Riach. We just have to beg him, B'shefer Galai Kvoid Malchis Cholayni, we should be Zoiche. So that is God's tug, and that is the koyach from the mere davening. We are all going to be transplanted into a besamigdash. We are going to be the kahanim gedoylem, doing the avoida and giving the b'shefa nachas riach. The heilige tzaddik Reb Shlomo Zalman from Vielapol said, "V'nislach lechol adaz b'nai Yisrael elagayr," and then "kilecholuam b'shgugu." He said, "Kilecholuam b'shgugu." The ganz klal Yisrael is shoygig. No one amays it. He said, "B'shefich shverdich." No yid ever said a l'shaim yichet to do an avaira. They're all shoygigim. But we're going into besmedesh to daven and we say l'shaim yichet. We go to mikveh of Yom Kodesh. We eat a seder samaf seikus. We bench our kinderlich. We prepare. That's a l'shaim yichet to make a nachas riach. That's why Rabbi said the Eibishter is going to give us a gid geben shtur. We should be zoiche. And we should believe that our tefillos will be in a skabel and the Eibishter zal ins benchen. Ins, our wives, our children, our parents, our in-laws, grandparents, ganz klal Yisrael, we should have a gemar chesima toiva, a gid geben shiur, our tefillos al neskabel werden, and we should be zoiche nachayur to hear, va kahan avruwam oimdem bazura, a git yontef.